Okay, so the first part is So the first two pieces of Ibn Ezra who speak about the timing of mitzvahs. And Ibn Ezra says, Vayikra, Motzinu bris yachid bavur shnei dvarim. You find sometimes a Kadosh Baruch Hu makes one bris with two items on the agenda. A bris that he's going to give Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael, a bris that'll have children. You know, the bris, a bris does not have to be focused on one thing only. It can be two things. Gam, he says, so like that, Yitochon lios mitzvah achas bavur dvarim rabim. You can find a mitzvah that has many reasons. Now, let's explain a little bit of the chiddush of Ibn Ezra. You know, when we find a mitzvah and we have different farshim giving different reasons, we tend to think of it as everybody's stabbing a guess. One of them is right, one is not right. But it's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can package many reasons in one mitzvah. So when a person is doing Shabbos, there are many things that are being incorporated in it. So he says, "Kimitzvah olav karbon." Like olav and karbonis have many reasons. Those reasons are all correct, and therefore, to look and ask which is the main reason doesn't make sense. He says, "Kibetes kol chelik beito, yimolik a chelik." When each part that requires, when each ruchniyistika element gets a feed, they all together add up to Tolam Haba. Al kain pirush lechape losis kofa. So on the one hand, karbanis are there for kapara, like the word, you know, lechaper, v'ha'ed mitchilas kisisa, like in the beginning kisisa, al kain kosov penifkeinu b'deva. Gam, so it's true that karbanis are a kapara for an avar. Gam yesh be'olos sodos lasidos. It also has sodos that there are things in the ola that serve for the future, which means it has nothing to do with kapara, but it serves as a conduit for something else. Doesn't explain what. Gam yizbonein mikol korbim soda toledes v'chatos v'amonos l'hachz maratore. Every korbim also has in itself many sodos of shroshim of things, and it also includes pieces to feed the Kohanim, you know, and the Levium, because it's all part of the package. So these are not contradictory things, but they really come together. I guess it would be similar, like when people want to eat certain foods, and they're good for many things. So let's explain this. Let's say, I don't know, you'll have vitamin this or that is helps for this, this, and this. The body is built in a way where each element that's necessary for it really serves a lot of purposes. It's like when you have a nail that holds together a lot of boards. So someone asks, which is the real reason? So is vitamin C vital for this, this, and this? No, vitamin C is a peg that's one hole that holds on many hooks. In Ruchnius, it's like that also. You have a peg and it holds on many things, and therefore the timim and karbonis are all timim that can coexist. And it's not, well, I came up with a very good reason and the other reason is just stammer reason. I want to add, maybe we'll speak later. We'll have the Rambam here about to have a lot of the next few pages. I don't think we'll get it today, but the next few pages deal with time and karbonis. The Rambam is very famous for his outlying shita about karbonis being a way to wean us off of avodah zarah. And the problem is the Rambam himself is contradictory, because the Rambam in the Rambam Siddur, which is printed in the Rambam, we speak about having karbonis again, again and again. I mean, all the neschos. It's not a stira. Karbonis have many purposes. The ones that use the Mor Nevuchim are the ones that are most what he felt nogea now, the here and the now, and any other reason might be in it didn't have to be listed, but it's not when we have many reasons for mitzvahs. It's not either or. We're not sure which is right. All of them are incorporated. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu works, and many things serve many purposes. The next one is that Ibn Ezra is now giving a more specific reason. V'tam lehaska karbonis kodem ha-mitzvahs. why is Karbanos the first big parasha? Mitzvahs are not going to be coming till Kedoshim, and that's where you have the massive mitzvahs in Kiseitze. Why do we start with Karbanos?
So he says, Ki ashchina toshav el mekoyma, im lo yishma toras oila v'chein hoya.
If Karbanos become bottle, the Shechina leaves. Now, let's explain where that is in terms of how we understand it in terms of what Ola is. Korbanos are parallel to food. So just like, let's take a person. A person has a neshama and a guf. The neshama doesn't eat anything, and yet when we stop eating, the neshama disappears. So the way we understand it is not that the neshama is feeding, not that the food is feeding the neshama, but the food keeps the neshama and guf together. When the guf doesn't have what it needs, its grip is gone and the neshama leaves. Karbanos, in a ruchnistic way, are like, so to speak, food. They keep, and they're called in the pasuk lechem chuki. It's called lechem ishai. These are things that are keep together the ruchnias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the gashes. When karbanos become bottle, there is no mashros hashchina.
V'chalila, chalila says, letztorech lo'olav, not that Hashem needs olav. V'chein kosev im erav lo'omel lecha, rak yesh lo sol.
So Lemaisa, he says, the way he puts it there now, the main purpose of karbanos is to keep the shchin in this world. That's why the Torah calls it food, so to speak, because that's what it serves, that's its purpose. But chas v'shalom to think of food in a sense that the shchina needs the karbanos.
Okay, let's see the next piece. It's a completely different piece. It's Rabbeinu Bechaya. And this is talking about the Vayikra El Moshe. It says Vayikra El Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Moshe. The calling is unusual because to tell us that he spoke to Moshe is very important. Hashem spoke to Moshe, told him this and this and this. What's this whole piece over here about calling out? Vayikra, he called him. Why? What for? So Rabbi Nebuchaya is going to explain three different inyanim that calling somebody, when I call somebody as opposed to just talking to him, three different things get expressed. Vayikra Moshe, Lashon Kriya, Lashon Kavod. First of all, it's a Lashon Kavod. In other words, when you call somebody and say, hey, get me a glass of water, that means I'm not talking to the person at all. I'm talking to whoever it is. When I say, can someone get me a cup of water? So basically what I mean is whoever it is that's getting me the cup of water is servant of mine, and his identity is of no consequence. When I sit down with someone and say, Rabbi Yankel, I need some help from you. So I'm speaking to Rabbi Yankel because I say you as a person who can help, who wants to help, is a good person. I'm addressing the person. Vayikra means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say, I need somebody to take care of the mitzvahs and get the mitzvahs done. Vayikra Moshe means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe. The mitzvahs are a conversation with Moshe because that in itself is significant. So the word, and that's what Rashi says, if before every dibur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, he called out to Moshe because it was a relationship with Moshe, not just, well, I need somebody to go out and tell people what to do. So if you're an Ershat, go and tell people. So he says, Shenema v'korazel zeh v'omar. It says by Malachim, v'korazel zeh. Each one notes the other one. Now he says, umatzino, shemitoich kriosei shel ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu l'navi, tizbarer amitas gimel yonim, shem shosha Torah pinas emuna.
In this concept of calling out to a Navi personally, three foundations of emuna get presented.
Ve'elohim, chidush ha'olam, that the world came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in yematan Torah l'Yisrael, ve'in yetchias ha'meisim.
How?
V'shloishin yonim elu, harishin bereishis hazman, hasheni b'emtzos hazman, v'shlishi b'sofo.
And it says these three inyanim are not just kind of random elements of emuna, but rather they are the foundation of the world, the continuation of the world, and the realization of the world. Beginning, middle, and end.
Bria's Olam, Matan Torah, and Tchias HaMeisim. V'shloishanim elu, harish reishan zman, asheni ben son, zishim sofo, v'kol echod ve'echod mechayev l'chaveri. And each one of these is really leads to the other. Kinevuas hanovi edus bura l'ashkocha, v'ashkocha mofes al chidash ha'olam, v'kim sha'olam mechudish v'ashkocha shofasham,
So Rabbeinu Bechaya says that these three inyanim, these three emunas, come from one point, which is all manifest in the Navi. Let's discuss this a little bit, because it really is fundamental, and understanding a little bit more how all the pieces are different, what they mean, it gives us a has benefit.
Just yeah. To make sure that nervous, that maybe I muted the audio.
No, it's not. It's going up and down. And Yaakov's on, and I assure you, if it was muted, Yaakov would not let it be.
It's not muted, and I'm trying to fix the problem why people didn't know about it. I'm emailing now everyone.
What?
I'm emailing now everyone. Nobody knew about this change of the time.
Okay, so just whatever it is. We're middle and it's
not fine. Muted. I hear everything.
You hear everything. Okay, good. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about how these pieces are connected to each other and how to shaykh to each other. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out to a Navi, that is Hashkocha. Hashkocha means, first and foremost, the word Hashkocha, one of the reasons why everybody has machlokas and Hashkocha all over the place is because the word Hashkocha means something else in different places. And some people use it to mean, does a Hashkocha know what's going on? Like Mashkech Menachalonos. In some places, the word Hashkocha means HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves Tzadikim. And the word Hashkocha, the way the Rabbi Bechaya is identifying it, means Hashkocha means HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with people specifically. In other words, if let's say HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't care about people and wasn't interacting with them, there's no Hashkocha. If he was interacting randomly, so let's say somebody throws a rock into a group of people, like the case in the Gemara, that means I just threw a rock because I was bored and I was throwing rocks. I wasn't aiming at the person that got hurt and as no shaykh to the person. When I have a specific connection with a specific person, that's called Hashkacha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about each person and deals with each person. So when you have a Nevuah, and like he says before, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out to a Navi, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that Navi and wants something from him and is trying to tell him something and so on, and through him, everybody else. So the first thing Nevuah teaches us is Hashkacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about people and is working towards getting something realized from people. That is number one. Number two is that Hashkacha requires that there was a Chiddush HaOlam, and he doesn't say why, but what I think he means is, If I happen to interact with somebody at some point in his life, that interaction is not Hashkocha, meaning that I'm trying to direct and focus it from the root up. Hashkocha with a capital H, meaning this is an akuda that I've created for a purpose to bring to a certain tachlis. That's possible if that's where it came from. So he's taking Hashkacha to mean the taking something, directing it towards somewhere. And that, by logic, by extension, would mean that I started the search. The reason why Chaim is Chaim and Yankel is Chaim and Yitzchak is Chaim is because I brought the Kim into the world for a purpose. And Tchias HaMeisim is really the realization of purpose. Tchias HaMeisim is not a nice reward HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. It's the final realization of Tachlis. So all of Nevuah starts not at Bereishis, it starts with the fact that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pointing a finger at me and asking me to do something, it's not because he needs something done. It's because I am on his radar screen. I'm somebody that was created as an important being with a tachlis. And it means, A, my etzem mitzias was brought to this HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B, he's directing it. C, there's a goal of realizing it. So Bria's Olam, Torah, and Tchias HaMeisim are the three points on that axis. That's what I think he's trying to say. So let's go back a second. I want to ponder this another minute. There's a chazal, the revolver brings us to the beginning of the second sefer about, it's a medrash, I think it's a ton of Eliyahu, that someone met him and he said, I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes two things. He likes Klal Yisrael and Torah, but I'm not sure which is a chetimtza for which. So our sense of so one way of looking at Avodas Hashem is, Hashem needs things done in this world. He created us as servants, and therefore we owe it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do it. And our job is to get things done in this world. That is a that is really shortchanging. And in some ways, there's something wrong because the Kila HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us because he wants us. But the us that he created is not the final product. The best us that we can have is us who realize ourselves. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, if we ask ourselves, the tachlis of Torah is Klal Yisrael. Everybody in Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to bring themselves out with all their potential. Torah is the vehicle for it, and Tchias HaMeisim is the final product. But it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed people to build Micus in the world, and so he told Klal Yisrael, we need you to build Micus, or whatever it is. The tachlis of the world is a person. Is the nivra that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had. Hashkocha means the process of HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping the person realize himself. So yes, it's people-centered, and everything is a chetimtza to bring out whatever it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu want in this person. He says, in each one of these three yonim, we'll find the Torah kriya. Matan Torah, it says Yeshaya Novi Shimer LeYakov Yisrael Mikuroi, Ani Hu Rishon, Af Ani Achroin. Iske Kan Sholosh Havayis, Hoya Hoyve Vuyia. So this also, first of all, the same pasuk over here, he speaks about Ani Rishon Vani Achroin, and then he speaks in present tense. In other words, Havayas Hoya Hoya Year. I want to stop and explain this also because I think people have it wrong. Hoya Hoya Year does not mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be. It's one word. It's Yudke Vavke. It means that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Avar, the Hoya, and the Asid is one thing. In other words, when I have something that just sort of passes through Tkufis, so, you know, this was yesterday, this is today, this is tomorrow, this is the day after. If I have, let's say I'm a jeweler and I find a diamond in the raw. So I look at it, I immediately see the diamond it's supposed to be. And then I say to myself, so from what the diamond looks like now to what the diamond should be, what the diamond is, here's the process. So in one second, he's holding the future diamond, seeing the present diamond, and projecting the process now to take it from what was to what will be. Yudke Vavke means the Hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world includes what will be and how to get there from what is to what will be. I have a raya for it. The first name HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us was Eke. And then it was Havaya, because really the future is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. The real Gili is Klal Yisrael as they will be, as it's Shleimus. But the Hashgacha is to find ways to take us from where we are
to where we will be and how to get there. Being our cousin Madame Martin Torah, we adore Kiba Oysa Maimed, the Sparsaka Spokes, Rishon, the Achrin, the Hoybe Bachalas Manim Kula. And that's why this Amunah is so important. Imagine a person believes in Torah and Hashemayim, because one wants the Torah. He doesn't believe that Hashem created the world, doesn't believe there's Betriya Sameisim. What's wrong? The answer is his picture of Torah is wrong. His picture of now is wrong. It's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it's what's happening and so on. Understanding the core of the process is Hoya Hoya Viviyya. And in Matan Torah is when you deherit it, because that's when you deherit. Matan Torah is the process. So when a person understands the process, I know where I'm coming from, where I'm going to. And this is where the pasuk is called Yisrael, who I called. Yaakov Yisrael, who So, Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out to us. Matan Torah is a specific reaching out to us, telling us, this is what I want from you. And he says, included, you have Chiddush Olam. It says in the pasuk afterwards, Af yodi yosta aretz v'mini tipra shamayim, koren ilim yamdu yachtov, lahoyres kichelke mitzias kulam, v'malo matan k'sharam zebezeh. And let's reiterate one nekuda here. When we speak about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the emunah in Chiddush Olam via the vehicle of Torah, a matan Torah, means as follows. If let's say somebody came into my life at a later stage, so I can't see the perspective of that person's interaction with me as be'etzem going to the core of who I am and bringing out my core value. You know, a good pedagogue might do it, but in terms of the etzem connection, I was a person before you came to my life. And so that's why the concept of marriage is plagufa, that I was not a person. The reason why marriage does make a person like that is because I wasn't, I was recreated or created when I got married, and therefore our relationship starts in a certain way at the very bottom. The interaction of those two elements means that if it's incidental to my life, then it cannot be essential. If I was there before that, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha would never be full if that wasn't the Etzem Bria itself created for that purpose. And so Bria Sa'olam, looking it through the lens of Matan Torah, is not just an Emunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strongest, biggest net. It's what makes Torah part of the root of a person rather than some sort of topping or nice derech, or nice mahalat. And finally, Tchias HaMeisim Matzino Gamkim Loshen Kriya, Usham Danach Shalom El Kelo Kim Hashem Tiba Vayikar Eretz Mimizach Shemesh and Voyuksiv Yikor El Shemayim Me'al. Again, the word Kriya is used. Let's explain one more thing about Tchias HaMeisim. The Mishnah, when it lists the Apikorsim, Udonim Chekom Haba, not believing Tchias HaMeisim is the one that's listed. To us, if we really look at it, it seems that that's a cherry on top. In other words, to say that we don't believe in Torah means we don't believe in Torah. To say we don't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world means, in a certain sense, we're begging the question, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have the moral right to impose absolute moral standards on us? By what right? I mean, yes, you're stronger, you're more powerful, you can push your way around, but, you know, who are you? So we understand those two emunas. Why is the emunah in Tchias HaMeisim so critical? Why is the Mishnah list Tchias HaMeisim? It can even ask, why is it when you give him Ikrim? The Chassam Sofer, actually, as Trubis asks, Yerdea asks, well, why is Schar Ba'onesh one of the Ikrim? It's true. It's not that it's not true, but the moral obligation with her would stand without it. So the answer is, Tchias HaMeisim defines what Torah is to us. Tchias HaMeisim is not under the framework of Schar Ba'onesh. Tchias HaMeisim is the realization of the true Bria. If a person would be born, does mitzvahs, dies, and then he gets schar and einish for what was, then mitzvahs was a system. It wasn't the person himself. Tchias HaMeisim means that our mitzvahs is an eternal mitzvahs,
which means it's a real mitzias. It's everything. If Torah mitzvahs brings us to Tchias HaMeisim, that means that Torah mitzvahs, if we live forever because Torah mitzvahs, that means Torah mitzvahs are our mitzias. Because the klal is anything that disappears is not a real mitzias. And if our physical things don't last forever, they come and they go and that's it. But in as much as the world of Ruchnius manifests as Tchias HaMeisim, that means that that's a mitzias, and it's a mitzias now, and it's a mitzias of who we are, and so on. Therefore, he says in Tchias HaMeisim also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out, Lashon Kriya, like by David HaMelech, Kela Lekim Hashem Diba, Vika Eretz Mizrach Shnevoi, and then it says, Yikor L'Shamay Me'al, and Chazal Darshan, Yikor L'Shamay Me'al Zu Neshama, Vela Oretz Ledin Imoy Zu Aguf, V'Akavon G'lasit Din V'Chesh V'Zman Tchias HaMeisim. Holamarite says, Shekriyasa Shakash Baruch Linobi Kolala Shloshin Yonim. Eila Shem Ikritar. So Kriya Vakash Baruch includes these three Yonim. Vyeshvichal Echad Vechrim Lashon Kriya. And that's why Vilchain Hiskala Seifa Shlisha Zev Lashon Kriya, because this is the mid Seifa. Chidash Orlom is Kirba Seifa Bracious, Matan Turba Seifa Vela Shmois, Tchias HaMeisim Seifa Vayikra. Hare Lashon Vayikra Kolala Shloshta. Not sure where he means the Tchias HaMeisim coming in the Sefer Shlishi, but Al Kaponim, he says this is the word Vayikra implies all three. So if we're to ask ourselves on what Emuna does everything stand on, what's like the center of gravity of Emunas that you can sort of put everything on that, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it's that there's Hashkacha, that we are beings to fulfill ourselves up the Hashem. That includes itself necessity that our Shayu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and includes itself of necessity that we're around forever. That's the Chut HaMishulish that goes through all of it. Just finish up, I mean, it's Kiyadua Shabbos. The three Shemini Esrei of Shabbos are connected these three Emunas. At nighttime, we speak about Chiddush HaOlam, Vayechulu. In the daytime, we speak about Matan Torah, of Yisach Moshe Matas Chelkoi, and so on. And Lassid Lovei is the third Shemini Esrei. At the Eretz Yemechad, Mikam Kriyisol Gerechad Ba'aretz, and so on. Because those are the three core emunas, Keneged Havaya, Yudkei Vavkei, Ahoya Hoi V'Viyya, and Be'etzim, the real tefis of it is that it's one emuna. Okay, we'll hold it here, and I want to thank our host for having a live broadcast over here, and hopefully next week things will be, whatever the time is right, well, Yaakov will send around the right time and so on. Okay. Amit Vach. Lubyansky,
is it possible
It could be Karis Nat, that could be. At the end of the day, the Gemara doesn't find any other remises. The Gemara's remises, so. But I guess he has a. Okay, Shkosh.